Wow, it's been a long time, hasn't it? I'm sitting here, actually I'm lying here, on my sofa at home. It's coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening on, I was about to say Sunday, but no, it may feel like a Sunday. It is Bank Holiday Monday, Easter Bank Holiday Monday, the 1st of April 2013. And I've done a couple of boos over the weekend. I did two yesterday. One from Westminster Abbey, and today I did one leaving a very nice restaurant about a mile from here, and then walking up through Richmond Park up towards a lodge on top of the hill with a place, although we didn't actually go to it, but where you can look down across London to St. Paul's Cathedral, 12 miles away. But this is the first talky boo, if you will. The first boo where I address you directly. The first one, at least, that I've done since Shrove Tuesday, which was a long, long time ago, back in the deep, dark recesses of February. Actually, it's still fairly deep and dark now, isn't it? The weather hasn't improved much. Who would have thought all the way back then, before Lent started, that we would still be grumbling about the cold now? Well, those of us in the UK anyway. I'm sure those of you in other parts of the world are probably quite used to it and have probably given up moaning a long, long time ago. And I'm sure I'm going to remember lots of things that I probably wanted to tell you in the past month and three quarters, or whatever it was, month and a half, but couldn't. One of the main changes for me is that I am now booing to you from an iPhone 5. My 3GS, I thought at least, was starting to give up the ghost around mid-February. And I decided that because I couldn't be without it, and it seemed at least that the right channel had gone, more on that later, but it seemed that the right audio channel had gone, and I thought I can't risk the left-hand one going as well and leaving me without audio. So I bit the bullet and bought myself an iPhone 5, and I must confess I've had a bit of a mixed relationship with it so far. It's a great phone. It's, compared to the 3GS, it is super fast. It's also super thin. And I've enjoyed things like Flexi loading in like half a second instead of 20 seconds. That's definitely been a real advantage for me. However, aspects of it have been quite buggy. I've had issues with the Wi-Fi, and I've had issues with things crashing when they didn't ought to be crashing. But I suppose on a phone as complicated as this, you can't expect everything to be absolutely perfect, even if it does cost a minor fortune, or actually a major fortune, to purchase. So no doubt I will be grumbling, and also maybe occasionally evangelising about the iPhone 5. Probably not too much evangelising, actually. I think I've had my wow time. I've enjoyed playing with Siri. It's now getting a bit boring now when it's when it fails to recognise what I'm trying to say. Although you have heard a little bit of that already, listening to Fee Dunn's booze from a couple of weekends ago when we went wandering in London. Anyway, I said that I would come back to the issue of the right channel going. I tested it at the time. I took out the earphones, and it seemed to me that the right channel on the iPhone itself had gone. It wasn't just the earphones. What I stupidly didn't do was to actually test it with a different pair of earphones. And part of the reason for doing that was because I was using the pair of Klipsch earphones, which had been recommended to me by a fellow booer, as being pretty robust and also good for recording sound with. And so I didn't expect them to have gone wrong, really. And I'd only had them a month and a half, and they'd been very expensive. They'd been £100 for a pair of earphones. But I think you're probably ahead of me here. When I got my iPhone 5 and plugged in the same earphones, oh, the right channel's not there. So it turns out it's the earphones. A pair of earphones, as I said, not cheap, that I'd had for less than 2 months, not working. Not very impressive. Of course, this can probably happen with any pair of earphones. I haven't yet sent off for a refund, but it's on the list of things to do, or a new pair or whatever. But I shall need to do that because I'm running at the moment on the Apple EarPods, which I have to say are reasonably impressive compared to Apple's previous offerings on the in the earphone department. They are fairly comfortable. I know I'm a bit late to the party in doing this. I know everybody else has raved about them previously. I find them a little bit odd, as I'm used to having in-ear earphones now. I feel a little bit self-conscious with them. Also, just walking around with a pair of white earphones. Used to having something a little more subtle. But sound quality is really good. There's not too much leakage from them. Quite impressed with that. I would say the microphone is probably pretty good at emphasising the voice and trying to cut out background noise, but unfortunately that's not great for field recording. So I will be looking to sort out another option at some point. I would also at some point also like to sort out some kind of proper audio interface, having played with Fees, Tascam and Fostex devices. I'm half tempted to get something like that, probably the Fostex type thing. But at the moment, there doesn't seem to be anything for the iPhone 5, and you'd have to use the Lightning. Is it called Lightning? I think it is. Lightning adapter. If anybody knows of any such interfaces for the iPhone 5 specifically, I would be interested to know. Anyway, I've probably rambled on enough. But I just wanted to do a recording like this, as I haven't done one yet, with the since restarting my boo habit. I will be up to speed, I'm sure, fairly soon, and rambling on about all sorts of stuff. Obviously, like many of you, I'm getting to grips with Audio Boo 2, finding some glitches along the way, hence I have actually reinstalled Audio Boo Original on my phone, and have both on here, and we shall see how we go with it. But for now, I think that's probably, until I think of something else to bother you all with, it's probably over and out from me. But I hope wherever you are, whatever you've been doing, that you've been having a great Easter Monday. I don't know if it's bank holiday for all of you out there, but if it has been, then I hope it's been a good one.